This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda to give clarification in Parliament on his recent remark. Nepali Congress leader Uddhav Thapa appointed new Chief Minister of Kosi Province. Dengue cases rising across the country with the onset of monsoon season. And U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in China to improve ties. Now the news in detail. The ruling alliance has decided that Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda need not to resign. CPN Maoist Center leader Hitraj Pandey said a meeting of the coalition partners held at Balwatar yesterday decided that the Prime Minister does not need to resign and should present his views in the Parliament. The ruling alliance also termed the performance of opposition parties, including the CPN-UML, in the parliament on Wednesday as non-political and unparliamentary. A meeting of the ruling partners yesterday reached the conclusion that opposition stood against the government's efforts to ensure justice in the country. The opposition, including the CPN-UML, obstructed the House session on Wednesday over the Prime Minister's statement in a public program on the 3rd of July. Likewise, the CPN Maoist Centre has said its serious attention has been drawn towards the misinterpretation of Prime Minister's remarks. Issuing a press release yesterday, the party said the CPN Maoist Centre was concerned over the propaganda by the opposition about the Prime Minister's statement about Sardar Pritam Singh. Similarly, the Prime Minister's private secretariat said statements relating to Sardar Pritam Singh delivered by Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal were misinterpreted. According to a statement issued by Prime Minister Dahal's press adviser, Govindacharya, there were efforts to fulfill political interests taking advantage of the remarks. Nepali Congress leader Uddhav Thapa has been appointed the new Chief Minister of Kosi Province. Kosi Province Chief Parshuram Khapung appointed Thapa as the Chief Minister yesterday. The newly appointed chief minister is scheduled to take the oath of office today at 9 a.m. In a concerning development, the number of dengue patients in the country has been steadily increasing, particularly with the onset of the monsoon season, as Dr. Gokarna Dahal from the Epidemiology Disease Control Division stated. The current season possesses a significant risk for the spread of dengue, with mosquito larvae thriving in puddles formed due to rainfall. According to Dr. Dahal, since the beginning of the year 2023, 1,024 individuals have been diagnosed with dengue. This year has already witnessed one fatality from dengue, with a person from Sunsari district succumbing to the infection. Recent records from the division reveal that Kathmandu currently has 46 dengue patients, Lalitpur has 12 and Bhaktapur has 35. The district of Darchula reported the highest number of dengue cases with 187 patients, followed by Dhading with 131, Sunsari with 75, Kaski with 66 and Magdi district with 29. The increasing prevalence of dengue infections possesses a significant public health challenge requiring immediate attention and appropriate measure to mitigate its spread and impact. Three people were electrocuted in a flying bus in Salyan after a stranded electric cable touched the bus. The accident occurred near Kapurbot, ward number 3, along the Dang Salyan road section yesterday. The National Examination Board, NEB, yesterday published the results of the Secondary Education Examinations, SEE, for the academic year 2022-23. The NEB said the results were published as per the grading system by accumulating the practical and theory scores. A total of 485,396 students had taken the SEE held in April. Prime Minister and Chancellor of Pokhara University, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, has said universities could prove their justification only by stopping the millions of students from going abroad for higher education every year. addressing a meeting of Pokhara University Senate yesterday. Prime Minister Dahal mentioned that it was necessary for Nepali universities to carry out a serious review of the issue of the unnatural attraction of students to go abroad for studying. The government has banned plastic bags and products below 40 microns. The Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, in a statement yesterday, announced the ban. The statement issued by the Ministry Secretary, Dr. Krishnahari Puskar, urged people not to use plastic bags and products below 40 microns as far as possible. The government at the federal, provincial and local levels, too, are asked to help with this campaign. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has emphasized that policies, rules, guidelines and code of conduct should be in line with the Constitution of Nepal and related acts. At an interaction organized by Advertisement Board in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Sharma mentioned that there should be a clear concept and plan regarding the implementation of the advertisement policy. Minister Sharma pointed out to harmonize the rules, policies, guidelines and code of conducts in line with the Constitution. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Aman Lal Modi has said Nepal is ready to collaborate with the world community on an administrative model that is in tune with the recent times. Addressing the Global Ministerial Level Conference on Rural Development in Busan of the Republic of Korea yesterday, Minister Modi said a system that is in tandem with the present age was the need of the hour. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China as part of the high-stakes attempts to rebuild bridges between the world's two biggest economies. This latest trip to China comes just weeks after U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken's visit to Beijing, when he met President Xi Jinping and Foreign Minister Qin Gang. The U.S. Treasury Secretary's visit comes just days after Beijing said it would curb exports of two key materials used to make computer chips. According to the BBC, the list of points of contention between the U.S. and China ranges from Taiwan and Ukraine to national security and an ongoing trade dispute. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Kosi Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda to give clarification in Parliament on his recent remarks. Nepali Congress leader Uddhav Thapa appointed new Chief Minister of Kosi Province. Dengue cases rising across the country with the onset of monsoon season. And U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in China to improve ties. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.